live cash fed cattle sales Wednesday were steady to higher. Rural counties added population for the first time in a decade. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of November. Notions grew stronger yesterday for steady to higher cash fed cattle prices this week. Early live sales in the Western Corn Belt were $1 to $2 higher at $114 to $116 a hundredweight on slow trade and light demand. There were 620 head, 7 lots offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. One lot of 148 Kansas steers sold at $116.75 for delivery at 1 to 9 days. That's toward the top of the price range for country trade in the region last week. Live cattle futures closed marginally mixed Wednesday, while feeder cattle softened slightly amid light trade and a lack of direction. Live cattle futures closed from an average of a nickel higher in 3 contracts to an average of 12 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 54 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were weak to lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 72 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $213.28 a hundredweight. Select was $1.74 lower at $198.50. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mostly steady to higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. All of the trends mentioned here are in comparison to 2 weeks earlier. Feeder steers and heifers traded $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. The AMS reporter noted there were wide price ranges between lighter weight and heavier weight yearlings due to the large basis difference between cattle aimed for the April contract versus June. A day earlier, steer calves weighing more than 500 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher, sharply higher for steers lighter than 500 pounds. Heifer calves sold $2 to $4 higher. There were 12,139 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, there were 3,790 head. Steers weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, while steers weighing 501 to 750 sold $1 to $4 higher, except for steady to $1 lower at 550 to 600 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds and 601 to 650 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher and then mostly steady at 501 to 600 pounds. Through mid-session, feeder steers weighing 800 to 850 were selling steady to $2 higher at Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City, where an estimated 3,000 head were on offer. Steers weighing 800 to 950 were selling steady to $4 higher. Heifers weighing 7 to 750 were selling $3 to $7 higher. Finally, steers weighing 4.5 to 600 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 500 to 550 sold steady. There were 2,910 head on offer. Cash bids were higher for grains and soybeans Wednesday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary noted that ethanol production for last week of 1.048 million barrels per day was 6,000 barrels a day more than the prior week. Wheat bids were mostly a penny higher. Soybean bids were 15 to 23 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 7 cents higher. Corn bids were 4 to 8 cents higher, while corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Wednesday, propelled by comments from the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, suggesting interest rate increases may be nearing an end. In prepared remarks to the Economic Club of New York, Chairman Powell explained, "Interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the broad range of estimates of the level that would be neutral for the economy, that is, neither speeding up nor slowing down growth." He added that he and his FOMC colleagues, as well as many private sector economists, are forecasting continued solid growth, low unemployment, and inflation near 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 617 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 61 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 208 points. Declining unemployment rates and a small increase in the population aged 16 and older corresponded to the addition of more than 650,000 jobs in rural counties between 2013 and 2017, according to the recently released Rural America at a Glance from USDA's Economic Research Service. At the same time, ERS analysts say declining participation in the labor force, due primarily to an aging population among non-Hispanic whites, corresponded to a decline in rural employment of nearly 280,000, leaving a net increase in jobs of roughly 370,000. In 2016-17, rural counties added population for the first time in a decade, according to the report, although the total rural population has remained close to 46.1 million since 2013. ERS analysts say the recent upturn in rural population comes from increasing rates of net migration as opposed to natural change, defined as births minus deaths. They add that increased net migration has coincided with declining rural unemployment, rising incomes, and declining poverty since 2013. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.